Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. This is Joy Packard, and welcome back to another episode of Joy Reveals. Today, I want to talk about something I've been noticing more and more in my own life, and that's our greatest lessons often come from people who we didn't expect to learn from. We think teachers have to be coaches or mentors, authors or experts, but life has a way of sneaking lessons in through everyday encounters. I remember one afternoon at the grocery store, I was in a rush and my mind was bouncing between my to-do list and an email I needed to send. The cashier, a woman I'd never seen before, greeted me with the biggest smile and she said, "You look like you have a lot on your mind. Take a deep breath. You're doing the best that She says, you're doing better than you think." And I still remember that day. I still remember that situation on this very day and how that made me feel and how grateful I was that she stopped me like right there in my present moment. It did catch me off guard, though. I don't even know if she realized how much I needed those words. With that 10-second interaction, it was like a little reset button for my whole day. She became a teacher in that moment, reminding me to slow down, be present, and extend grace to myself. You know, there's a Zen proverb that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Sometimes that teacher looks like a stranger in a grocery store line. And sometimes it's a child pointing out something obvious we've overlooked. Sometimes it's someone who frustrates us because they're exposing weakness we need to address. I once read about a businessman who said the most valuable leadership lesson he ever learned didn't come from a corporate seminar. It came from watching a janitor in his building who remembered everyone's name, always left the place spotless, and whistled while he worked. That man didn't have a leadership title, but he led by example. You know, I really want to go to Fiji. One of my daughters had gone there for her honeymoon, and she told me about her experience there and how happy the people are. And it reminds me of the people in Costa Rica where their phrase is por la vida, which means, you know, life is simple, keep life simple, and don't sweat, you know, basically don't worry. And like even going to the Philippines and the past October that we had gone and just observing how people are there, you know, they're just so happy. And I just think that sometimes we are so caught up in our everyday life and doing things that we forget. And it was wonderful to have that lady teach me. So I'll be honest, some of the best teachers in my life were people who challenged me. And it's easy to feel grateful for the mentors who cheer us on. But what about the people who push our buttons, those who make us feel uncomfortable? Looking back, I realized they often showed me where I needed stronger boundaries, more patience, or a different perspective. One of my daughters once told me, "Mom, I don't think that person is here to make you happy. I think that they're here to make you grow." She was right. That shift in perspective changed everything. And here's the key. We can't learn from unexpected teachers unless we stay humble enough to receive. When we think we already have all the answers, we stop looking for them. But when we keep what I call a learner's heart, every person we meet becomes a potential teacher. It reminds me of the quote by Ian McLaren, and he said, "Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind, always." When we approach people with kindness and curiosity, we not only show compassion, we also open the door for them to teach us something we didn't think we needed. So from a child, my grandson once told me, "Lola, it's okay if the puzzle is hard. We could take a break." That day, he taught me more about self-compassion than any other book that I'd read. From a stranger, a hotel receptionist in the Philippines taught me the importance of listening first, speaking second. She noticed my frustration over a mix-up and calmly said, "Let's see what we can do," shifting my mindset from what was wrong to what was possible. And from an adversary, a business competitor who criticized one of my projects taught me how to double-check my work and make my offerings even stronger. His criticism wasn't comfortable, but it sharpened my skills. I literally just got off a phone call before, maybe a few hours ago, and it's really, really hard whenever you're trying to do these different projects and you basically have your mentor or your coach and they're critiquing the things that you do. I literally had a knot in my stomach before the call. I didn't want to do it tonight. I thought of all the reasons of changing the appointment and I kept it. And, you know, we have to realize that there are moments of learning. So here's what I want you to think to do this week. Look at the people you interact with, the helpful ones, the challenging ones, the random ones, and ask yourself, what is this person here to teach me? It might be patience, it might be humility, and it might be that you're stronger. It might be that you're stronger than you think. Write down at least one lesson you learn from someone unexpected this week. You might be amazed at what you notice once you start looking. I'll leave you with this. Life is one big classroom, and every day we're surrounded by potential teachers. The question isn't whether they're here or whether they're there. The question is whether we're paying attention. So keep your heart open, your pride in check, and your curiosity alive. The lessons you need most might not come from a podcast, a book, or a conference. They might come from a child, a cashier, a neighbor, or even a critic. This is Joy Packard, and you've been listening to Joy Reveals. And remember, wisdom often comes wrapped in ordinary moments. And if you're willing to see it, every person you meet can change you for the better. Until next time, just stay open to your unexpected teachers. With that, I will leave you. Take care. I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.